Are you listening? Damn.
Hi guys, and welcome to Undetected Plagiarism. This is Tien and Lacey.
And I'm Eliza Wellington. Hey, how have you been?
I've been good. The usual. Nothing terribly exciting happening. I'm trying to think. I went to a gig the other night, which was cool. This little band called Castle Coma, who we've been sort of following for 4 years. And no pressure, guys. I thought you'd be a bit bigger by now, because the music's good, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it could be somewhere, but you know, it was, where'd we go? Shebeen in the city.
Okay.
You know, that little, not-for-profit, cute little place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice. It was a nice night. I enjoyed it. And good music, so a bit of fun. But that's about it.
Yeah.
How about you? Good. What have you been up to?
I had lawn bowls this weekend. I know you went out to see a band, but I went out and played lawn bowls.
Well,
it was very impressive.
Equal things, I think.
I'm soon to be a professional, so get excited. But we actually lost, so it's not that. My weekend was horrific because we lost lawn bowls.
So catchy.
But yeah, and then I've just been working. Nothing exciting.
Yeah.
How boring are we?
Yeah. I feel like I used to sail. And I feel like that's one of those sports, maybe like lawn bowls, that just aren't that popular.
Requires zero skill.
Excuse me.
Yeah, right. I worked hard on my lawn bowls.
Don't turn yourself down. Well, you said you're nearly in the... you could be in the first,
Dad, when he talked to you, he was like, Division 1.
Yeah, well, Division 1 sounds pretty impressive, if anything, I would say. So, that's pretty good, I would say.
Yeah.
And really exciting.
Well, I mean, that was Dad being a bit keen. I don't want to...
But it's a cute, nice father-daughter sport.
Yeah, it's cute. We play mixed pairs.
That's really cute.
Everybody, just in unison, you should all, aww.
Let's
talk about some ads.
Yeah. As usual. Let's get into it.
Whoa,
here we go.
Okay, I guess I can go first to talk about
my
little ad of the week.
Love it.
The TikTok ads I thought I'd talk about. There's been a bit of promotion at uni as well. Have you seen them at all?
I'm trying to think.
Digital screens at uni. I think they're done by...
Oh, we've got a few.
Yeah.
Dotted around campus center and stuff.
Yeah. The TikTok ad, the one I'm specifically talking about is with Zach King. I think he's a pretty popular Vine personality. I don't know if he's on Instagram and all social media, I think. How would you describe his work? I guess
I don't know how he does it.
It's miracle work.
But it's pretty impressive. I feel like some of it's animation, and then
I feel like it's just
a bit of
very,
stop the camera and
very good editing skills.
Yeah, basically what happens.
Like a stop motion.
TikTok. Those biscuits are good.
Don't you talk shit about those TikTok biscuits?
Love it. What color would you have?
Pink.
We'd be perfect together because I love the yellow and white ones.
Oh, okay. I
hate pink. Once Mum and I got this packet, and talking about angry letters to companies, actually pushed me so close.
Was it only pink?
It was literally 95% pink.
Your mum's like, suck it.
No, Mum hates the pink as well. Oh. So both of us are
what is this shit?
I know. Should have sent them over to you. Anyway, sorry. The Tic Tac ad that you showed me earlier. Basically, there's this empty little Tic Tac packet, and he gets an ice tray or something and smashes it out, and it looks like he just would smash the ice onto the Tic Tac packet, but when the ice hits the packet, it boom, and it suddenly
fills it with Tic Tacs.
It's really awesome editing kind of skills.
But yeah, he's really popular. We'll do a link to him.
Definitely on the Facebook page.
I feel like we haven't explained this very well. I'm trying to explain it, but it's you need to see this to believe it.
Just really. So I think we had a look before this episode, and he's partnered with a lot of different brands.
Yeah.
Because I think he might have just started with these really cool little vines where often he'll have a drawing of something and he'll sort of
pop the paper out
and it'll suddenly
be 3D.
In a split second be the animal. He brings kittens into things
and birds.
Or we'll grab pillows and stuff and turn it into something else. It'll just mush it together.
Or he'll disappear. So it'll be he did the ice bucket challenge and he poured a bucket of ice onto his head, and then as the water poured, it looked like he just, like, melted and disappeared.
Yeah.
It's
one where he's like, why I'm scared of making my bed, and as he's tucking it in at the bottom, the mattress, like, lifts up and it's got these teeth.
And
he's,
it, like, eats him.
Eats and then spits out his clothes. So there's these really, like, really good... Funny because I just think it's amazing how he does it. Like,
yeah,
I don't
know
how
it's more
he does
like
it.
Me going to a magic show.
Yeah,
like,
pretty
how
much.
How did you get that coin behind my ear?
So it's definitely got that, like, magical sense. So, yeah, love that. So they're good. And, like... I mean, Tic Tac, I think it's, as you were saying, I think it's the first, like, Australian...
kind of partnership with him. So, like, we had a look at some of his, like, previous work, and he had worked with other brands.
Ford, Pringles...
He had, I think, Coke as well.
Maybe.
I don't know. There was a few different brands, but I think they were...
And often they'll just incorporate their product into it. So, like, I think one, he had a fan for the Pringles, and he got all these, like, veggies or something, or spicy things, and, like, looked like he'd smashed them through the... fan, and then out
created.
The other end of the fan were these Pringles chips, and it was a little cat, like, dancing to some, like, Spanish music or something. I don't know.
Tick. That's what I mean in my ads.
I mean, it seems to be pretty popular these days, like, and I think it's a decent, like, it's okay. It's like branded content, essentially. But partnering with, like, I guess it's like partnering with celebrities, and these are,
like,
the new celebrities.
Yeah, like, the YouTubers and the Viners and the Instagram people.
Yeah.
They're all...
Because YouTubers do it as well a lot, don't they?
Yeah, and, like, especially, like YouTube bloggers that do makeup tutorials or anything, and they recommend makeup, and then they get sponsored.
They get sent the stuff for free.
Yeah,
and
then, like, they're like, talk about, like, cool blush or whatever.
There's some really
about
big YouTubers as well.
Yeah.
Like, and there's one, there's, like, three in the States who are huge now, I think.
There's a girl called Ingrid Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, she does, like, her name's, like, I'm going to get this wrong. Let me Google it. It's like a Glamzilla one.
But there's one, like, I think cooking one. There's a makeup one. But, yeah. And I think that's really exciting that people, you know, everyday people. And, like, Troye Sivan, I think, started as... Was he YouTube?
Yeah, he was YouTube, yeah.
And
but he... Well, what were you going to say about him?
Well, no, like, as in just these people starting from YouTube and...
Yeah.
Sort of growing
I just
want to
know
brand,
who Ingrid Nielsen, what her name is
it's
on
probably,
YouTube. I'm just going to Google. This internet is so
no,
slow.
No, I know. What are we?
It's like, the bane of
like
my
the Soviet
existence.
Block. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's loading. Drum roll.
Loading.
Anyway,
while this loads.
It's
coming.
It's
like
happening.
Dial-up
it's not
speeds
happening.
Here.
It keeps giving me...
We're up.
Okay.
Honey. Miss
Glamorazzi.
Oh,
that makes more sense.
Like
not Glamzilla. I feel like I'm like...
That's
yeah,
like,
oh my god,
that's
she's
like
a really
evil
pretty
dinosaur. It's like the one who comes and like has awful makeup. Like, I'm Glamzilla.
Yeah, that makes me think of like the Marge Simpson, like the makeup
shotgun.
Gun.
Yeah.
Totally. Sorry,
that was
a bit off
tangent.
That was
huge, like, divergence from what we're talking about now. But,
but yeah, I think branded content is something that brands should look into. I think I really liked the Tic Tac ads, but I really like his videos, so it makes you kind of want to watch the ad as opposed to it being an ad. It's more...
Yeah, it's more like you watch it for the entertainment, and then it so happens that there's a thing. I don't know that it would make me go, even now, like, oh, after I saw that cool Tic Tac like trick, I'm going to go buy Tic Tacs now.
Yeah.
But it's a good way, I guess, just to get it
brand
in the person's consciousness and just, you know, remind them if they've not bought them in a while, they might go back to it. Because
I had not even thought about Tic Tacs until
like,
and then I see it at uni all the time, and I'm like...
Oh. I use gum. I'm a gum chewer.
I mean, I'm not, I'm a
gum chewer.
Gum
chewer, so, but maybe after that, maybe it's converting
people.
It's like, let's go get all the Tic Tacs. It's like a life change. But cool.
Ratings or?
Ratings? Well, yes, we can rate it. So, as we said last week, we've got our Admazing is a really good review, a little word for like 5 stars.
Yeah.
Then we've got Medium as moderate.
Sort of grand,
And then
Campaignful was our bottom one.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just rate it out of 5 because I feel like I don't want to give everything Admazing, like 5 out of 5.
I feel like Admazing should be like Mark Holden's like
touchdown!
No touchdown thing like that. It just seems like such an exclusive club for
right?
2 minutes.
I don't think we want to be here.
So what star would you give it then?
The Tic Tac one, I think, I actually do really like this one. I think I'd go 4 stars. The nice kind of fence city.
Yeah, like it's short, it's quick, it's brief, and it gets it in there.
Yeah.
I'll say like 3.7 stars.
Ooh.
I'm such a dick.
Yeah. I'd say, 3.7 meters away from me right now because I'm done with you.
No, but good ad. Good ad, I thought.
Yeah,
like, cute little thing.
Okay, what ad?
So
bringing along?
This one's a bit old as well. But I thought, I don't know, I guess Gruen last week or 2 weeks ago was talking about airlines, and I like airline ads. I think they're really interesting to look into.
Sometimes good, sometimes
really bad. Yeah. I just find it interesting trying to sell an airline. And obviously Gruen talked about Etihad and the apartment, which is like their first class now.
Yeah.
Which I think costs, what was it, like 80,000 return or something?
Oh, yeah, 80,000, not even 20,000.
Like, return from Melbourne to London or something. Some obscene amount of money.
Yeah, pretty close.
So, you know, I think I'll book one for us.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, cool. Because this podcast is really...
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but we are raking in money for this.
Whoa!
It's our second episode and we've already both got 80 grand each.
And,
so let's go.
For flights to London. So, yeah, but...
maybe if we do a bit of Etihad advertising, we might.
I know, just promote them a bit.
Okay. Etihad's really great.
I love it so much. But I'm actually not going to talk about Etihad. I'm going to talk about one which I thought got really good, like, had a really good reception when it came out. But I sort of tried to Google these positive reviews and couldn't find too many of them.
Yeah.
But it's an Air France review called France is in the Air. And it was made by a French agency called BETC Paris. And it was obviously for Air France. And it goes along the line. Obviously, we've seen a few interesting safety videos, like Virgin America had that sort of cool, like, dance one, which I love the song.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, you have. I'm going to show you after this. Like,
the only thing I can think of when I think of airlines, like, in terms of going more viral, is the United Airlines, the band, and they, like, United Broke My Guitar.
Oh, yeah, but that was, like, negative. That was, like...
Yeah, no, I know, that wasn't pro then, but that went...
Yeah. Well, there's like the Air New Zealand safety video where they go into like the Lord of the Rings thing.
Oh, yeah.
All the characters like that.
That's very cool.
And I think Delta has done one as well. oops, my phone. Delta did one as well. But there's a trend sort of making these videos more relevant. So anyway, Air France had this one.
Yeah.
And it basically it shows this really like... Adweek says it's trippy. I'd agree with that. It's a bit,
it's very abstract, kind of.
But I think it's sort of...
I'm on some kind of drugs and I'm watching this.
So there's this huge,
Cirque du Soleil.
Symbolic plane. So it's like these panels down the side of this big space
and
with these window
circular,
shapes. And everyone's on swinging around. And I think it's supposed to like embody all this like French, like stereotypical French things. And it's got the Love is in the Air song going behind it. But I think France is in the Air.
It's kind of like trying to romanticize.
Yeah.
It's like traveling and making you feel like you have all this space in a plane where you probably have zero space.
It's hard to, like, reconcile that, like, these images with the reality of you being in your economy class seat.
Yeah.
And, like, they've got these fashion, like, these fashion shoots on these swings and these pretty ballerinas, like, swinging around in this nice formation in this huge, as you said, huge space.
Yeah.
It doesn't really tie in with my picture of you with your ugly little, like, food and stuff on your tray. And
me specifically, you and your ugly food.
Yeah, ugly food. But but I think it's a nice way of bringing...
It's really just romanticizing.
Yeah, romanticizing and bringing that sort of French idea into a space when you're
French.
Not in France. So it's like bringing this like stereotypical French idea of what it's like to be there and this glamour onto the flight, which definitely is not the case, I would say. But it's like... I don't know. The first few times I saw it, I did not like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit wishy-washy, sort of like a bit...
I don't even know what to think.
Yeah, I saw it again this time and I was like, oh, maybe
it's
okay.
It's nicely... Like, if it wasn't an ad, it'd be this really nice kind of video.
It looks pretty, I guess.
It's very pretty, but whether or not it... Do you reckon it works as an ad, as a campaign?
Like...
That's not making me want to rush out and be like, I'm only flying Air France now because I can
do a
photo shoot in a
plane. Like imagine bringing a swing onto a plane and just like, do you mind if I just bolt this onto the ceiling here? I just want to take a photo shoot and swing around for a bit. Like, I think the staff would bet that is a major safety hazard. You're not allowed to do that. Depressurize the plane.
Get back to your seat.
Back to your little economy seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think it's a nice... It's light and refreshing and it looks fun, but I just find it hard to reconcile it at all with what your actual experience would be like.
Yeah, unless you are...
But
really
as a brand image, I guess, it's trying to say we're a bit glamorous for it, you know.
Yeah, we're a tier above the rest.
As a, like, image of the experience in sort of a brand personality sense is what you're getting. So, like, I think it, and I feel like there has been a bit of conversation, even though I can't find it now, online.
Yeah, it was trying to Google being like, no, it got great reviews, and we found nothing.
Eliza's like, it didn't.
I was like, you're full of it. It was a dream you had. a really lucid, weird dream, but you flying around in a plane.
I know. But again, guys, you can check this out on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll
let us know
everything.
What you think.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably have some interest in advertising, and you might have already seen it yourselves.
Yeah, or if not, like me, because apparently it wasn't as widely publicized as you thought. But, yeah, check it out.
Look, yeah.
So what do you reckon?
What would you
let us know.
What would you rate it?
I probably would. Like, maybe sticking with, like, our Australian Idol touchdown reference, I'll be, like, the Marsha Hines middle ground. Like, you're doing all right. Like,
medium, if we go back
to
our
we go back
rating,
to medium. Or maybe a little bit below medium, to be real.
Look, it's a bit more refreshing than your stereotypical airline ad where it's like, oh,
I guess it's hard,
here we are on this nice flight and look at your little leg room you've got and like really, really...
It's not selling any specific features.
No,
it's selling the feeling.
So it's a different way to approach it, and I think it's probably a better way to approach it. I just don't know that personally this had that much of an effect on me.
It doesn't really, yeah.
But I don't mind the approach is what I think I'm trying to say here.
So what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it 3. 3.
For trying.
3. I'm giving it 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Because I just think, I like the idea that you sort of create this brand image experience feeling vibe around an airline.
Yeah.
I think that's a really nice way to approach air travel.
Yeah.
Especially these days when it's not terribly glamorous unless you've got the money to go into your apartment or something.
Does, like, do you reckon that airlines advertising really have any effect? I mean, I guess it's probably because I'm, like, younger and on a cheap budget, but I'm, like, I'll go into, like, a, like, student flights or whatever.
And just find
and
the
just
cheapest
go,
one.
Get me the cheapest from here, like, A to B.
There is that, but then if you are trying to build points, you'll probably
try
and stick to one airline. And I guess if you're in that initial phase looking to decide on one. And also, I have to say, we spoke about this a bit before the podcast, Qantas as well. I spent a year on an exchange in the UK.
Yeah.
And I certainly found I got very nostalgic towards Australia and like Australian accents and what I remembered life in Melbourne to be like. And I think when I came home, I was thinking like, oh, that could be a really strong way for Qantas as a brand to approach it like that.
Yeah. Sense
not so much. And like, I know they've always had that like, we still call Australia.
I love that ad. Don't you bag
no,
that.
No, it's a pretty, yeah, good ad.
Phenomenal.
Good ad. But, you know, more in like a, like I was saying to you before, like more like this is your home,
yeah.
You like hop onto Australia when you're overseas.
Yeah.
And
when
make
they're
that
embracing you and
strong.
Saying,
like I was like, lols. And then I thought this was a really trashy way to approach it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, maybe they could like, as a like video ad, they could have these people and surprise them, which I think you'd be pretty fucking pissed off with if you were trying to just come home and suddenly you were involved in some ad for Qantas.
Yeah, I'd be like,
but
get out of the way.
Like,
you're
I just
like
want to be on the actual plane.
Greasy hair, like in your leggings, and like, you're just like, get out of my way.
But I was like, if like somehow you had people board this flight and each like segment of the plane like was like representative of a different part of Australia. So it would be a bit of fun. Like,
when you first said that, I just imagined like the inside of the plane being like painted like a, just like ocean and sand.
No,
like
I'm literally
the,
serious.
Genuinely,
I'm literally, I'm
so,
like, I'm like in the center, I'm like in the center of the plane. You have like that center part where all the seats are.
What?
Put some big red rock in there and fill it with
oh,
red
no.
sand.
Oh
like,
my God.
These people trudging
no.
through this
you
plane.
You lost me.
It's,
I was with you and then you
it's
lost
super
me.
Kitsch. It's
no,
super
that's
kitsch.
A, that's more than super kitsch.
Just, oh God.
Please, no.
No, but
just
you know,
snakes
like,
and spiders on the plane. Oh, Australia, yeah.
Put
cool.
a shark somewhere down the end.
Great.
No, but I thought it was a really strong thing. So I think branding for airlines is an important thing. And I think for me, Qantas, the whole Australian connection with Qantas, I think, was a nice thing there. And I think it could work for some people. And increasing that sort of, if you can build some personal like allegiance to the brand and sentimental connection to it, I think people might spend a few more dollars on a flight to get it, especially if they're building points.
Yeah, well, definitely. I feel like you're saying that you would build points over the fact whether or not you felt like you were coming home. Like, if you had already, you know, had X amount of points on version. You're not going to be like, oh, now I feel like home.
Throw those away, but Qantas is gonna. Yeah.
I guess for newbies. I don't know what their target market was.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But anyway, that was my little ad for the day.
Yeah.
I like airline ads.
You love airline ads. That's all you talk about.
I know, sorry. I'm really...
Every week I'm like, get some different kind of...
You heard about Tanzania Airlines. Let me tell you about...
Please. I guess the next thing we kind of thought we'd talk about over the last few months has been a bit of... there's been a few kind of social media screw-ups that we've seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
With social media, it's become really... Like, all these brands are obviously flocking to be relevant on various platforms.
They're getting their hashtags, they're getting their, you know, interaction with their audience, and they're trying to be really personable as a brand. And some people really nail it. Have you seen Taco Bell in America on Twitter?
And they have someone responding to
hilarious
all these things.
Like, a bloody stand-up is responding to them. It's so funny. And they had, like, this awesome kind of banter with... Old Spice as well.
Yeah, between brands.
Yeah,
it's
cool. It's like, nice, it's neutral. Almost like you're like, oh, these are two celebrities. Like, it's, they have their own, like, they've personified the brand really well.
And it's really nice mutual branding as well to show it's less like this competitive.
Yeah,
like,
not that Old Spice and Taco Bell are competitors.
But, you know, like, you picture brands as these quite self-involved.
Yeah, like, ready to make money.
Just, and then when they start joking with each other, it really makes them, you know, personifies them, as you said. But it also reminds me of McDonald's recently. I think Hungry Jack's, must have been Burger King in the States. They wanted to do a pairing, like a for
World Peace
Day.
Oh, yeah, I totally read that.
And they wanted to
make a McWhopper.
And align with McDonald's, and Macca's just had none of it.
Yeah, Macca's, then, like, they came off seeming like real assholes.
Yeah, like I.
Which I think
I was
good,
like,
for Burger King.
They just looked a bit stuck up and a bit
too
serious.
We
themselves.
Would never, you know.
Although
we should do something more serious than
people
make
on BuzzFeed burger. Definitely did try make it, and they said it was pretty foul. So maybe that was a taste problem. But they could have made something.
They could have
worked
it out. I mean, with the amount of, like,
even
MSG
if they just,
and
I know,
stuff,
even if
they
made a burger,
just mash it with salt and sugar and it'd be sweet.
Yeah.
How I assume everything
literally.
McDonald's
is very sweet.
But yeah, so we were talking about some of the social media kind of fails we'd seen recently. And I guess the boost.
It's just Virgin Trains as well with the toilet paper on Twitter. So this guy, I think he was a Viner as well. Is that what you call them? So up to these modern things. Or he's a YouTuber or something. Anyway, he was on a Virgin train in the UK and he was in a toilet and he'd, like, there was no toilet paper. And so he tweeted, like, I've just done a really, like, really big shit. There's no toilet paper at Virgin Trains, like, please help or something. And they've got someone, like, monitoring this all the time. So Virgin Trains, like, responded straight away.
That's
and was
hilarious.
Like, hey, which carriage are you in? What train? Like, which, like, where are you on? Like, in between
we
the stations. And they sent someone down with toilet paper to his cubicle to give him toilet paper. And it
That's
was just like,
best.
And obviously that was picked up by media outlets because they're like, oh, this is
cool. I think that was planned.
Like, it could have been because he had significant Twitter. Like, if I tweeted that, I have, I've got,
like,
I think
Tina,
I've got
no
five
one wants
followers.
To hear about you on the toilet.
It'd be so irrelevant. I'd just be shamed away. Like, dislike button. If there was one on Facebook, it'd be everywhere. So it could have been.
Cool.
But it was a nice, and it, like, that sort of stuff plays really well to brands, I think.
Definitely.
But as you're saying, there have been some real big screw-ups,
well,
I think.
Aside from, the other really positive one was Cherry Coke, which was really, really awesome. And that kind of, I thought, like, set the standard for how to kind of do,
I guess connect to, in a new way, like, connect a brand.
And really
and make it...
also personify it, not just personify the brand, but personify it, like, make it personable to you. Like, make it, like, something that you're like, this is my brand and this is...
Well, like,
it just,
I was never involved. I think you said you never found, like, I mean, there's no Cokes with Tiernan on them.
Yeah, or Eliza, always bloody Elizabeth.
I know.
Talk to me about it.
So, but actually at Chadston Shopping Centre, and I never do this. I never line up for branded things. Like, I'm like, I don't have time to do this. But then I was like, I can't turn this away. And they had these Coke cans, small little ones, and you could go and get your own name or I think it was just your name printed on this Coke can. And it was essentially a sticker, but it was metallic, so it looked like it was part of the can.
Okay, yeah.
And so I got my name on my can, and I was really happy because finally I was joined in. Like I could experience the joy.
Like, I got my can too.
I was sharing the Coke love.
Yeah.
that was a nice way to take it from just a sort of brand forced sort of way where they're just distributing names.
Yeah.
Really connecting.
Get
with,
you involved.
Yeah.
And I think they did, like, they had a website as well where you could type your name in and then they would send it to you and stuff like that. And on Twitter as well, I think you could, I don't know, somehow, you know, opt to have your name on
it.
It
was probably clearly a bit better monitored than some
other
examples.
Recent examples. So, Share a Coke was a great example of that. That was totally like an awesome global campaign. Went to like 60 plus countries, I'm pretty sure, or something like that. And then we saw some similar kind of ones recently in Australia, at least, they tried that similar kind of let's, like, you know, make our brands, you know, more
personal.
People, yeah.
Connect with the public.
And
let
they
them
had...
interact.
I like the notes you've written here. Mm-hmm. They had a bit of a struggle. It was...
And obviously the Australian market, is just not a good place to run this because... I think
we're
our language,
people.
And we just like, we love certain words starting with C.
And then
apparently.
G.
So.
So Boost was the example. So Boost has actually been really successful with their What's Your Name Day or something.
Yeah.
Or like they
so
do it.
You get a free boost if your name is called.
If your name
again,
comes up.
I'm just not going to be
Yeah, me neither.
This.
We've both given
so.
Up. But it's on the radio and online on their Facebook pages and social media.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know, today's names are, you know, Sarah and Tim or whatever.
And when that happened, did you just rock up to Boost and, like, show some idea and they give you a free one?
Yeah.
Come on, Tiana.
I know. Let's actually go on to the What's Your Name
I'll be like, I'm listed.
Website.
I'll be like, come on.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it because they'll sell it to me and I'm the only person that will, like...
Yeah, that didn't write a swear word.
There's probably, like, five of us in Australia, so it won't cost them much.
And you'll go to every Boost in Victoria. Being like, yes.
Maximise it. Anyway, yeah, keep going.
So what happened with Boost was they set up this website and they said... Take a photo of yourself and or choose like a animal emoji or like image and write your name. And, you know, you'll go into the drawer of maybe your name will be called and you'll get a free boost. And like the great people Australians are.
It was like a tiled sort of screen. There was like a tile of all the names and.
Yeah. And of images. And a lot of people were thinking the same thing, and it started with a C and ended with a T.
And it was covered, or like euphemisms for it, yeah. Or like Clint was one.
Yeah,
because
it looked similar to the word we're talking about.
Spelt it backwards.
Yeah,
and
there was
like
different
the
ways of saying fuck, like it was like P-H-U-C, and there was just a lot of like profanities pretty much on
which
this site, which they,
old, like,
they had not, I know,
always
still
hilarious.
Funny. there was like a... I think there was a article about it that said, like, if there's one thing you can be sure of, it's that people are going to use, like, profanities online all the time and find it hilarious.
Actually, it's really similar to... Oh, yeah, keep going.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, Boost had a bit of a PR nightmare, I guess.
Which is really similar to the recent Nutella one.
Yeah.
Again, like, yeah, I think brands just really need to
copy Coke.
And brands really need to be careful with this user participation, and if they're going
to
do it,
they need
like,
to monitor
this
that shit.
And, yeah. Like, put some veto where if you write those words, it just doesn't go through to some public thing.
Yeah.
But again,
well,
I guess
you have to approve them before they get uploaded. Something to monitor because
Nutella, did a thing similar thing. You could get your name printed on the Nutella tub, and woohoo, you've got personalized Nutella. But obviously, people then. Would start putting up, I mean, there's one here, diabetes, anal lube, D's nuts, foreseeable consequences, Hitler, iSnack 2.0, nutsack, poop, regret, like, EpiPen, like, that people have just clearly, lots of it,
taken the piss,
lots
like,
of it pointing to the sugar content there,
yeah,
like,
or just
how bad
pointing
it is
to,
for you.
Again, profanities
yeah.
and dirtiness.
Someone commented on this, like, maybe they knew this would happen, and... The conversation around it would just increase the brand.
Yeah, maybe it was some kind of, you know, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I disagree because I think it just made Nutella look really stupid.
I mean, I think, yeah, no, like, I don't know. I'm a bit over the naming thing. I think Coke had it.
Coke nailed it, and they can still do it, and they can continue to do it, and I think it'd be really successful.
And especially because it's brand controlled largely, they're putting the bottles out with names on it.
Yeah.
And then they release new names, and they do press releases where it's like, oh, now we're doing these names, and they've regionalized them. Like when I do go to Ireland, obviously there's a lot more. There's Irish names which just don't come here. When you go to sort of the Middle East, there's names there. Asia, same thing.
Yeah, and they've got the top 50 names, popular names.
So that was a really good way to do it. And it's a bit of fun. And they were the first ones. And I feel I'm just a bit over this. Like the Boost thing, okay, but naming your Nutella, like...
It's a shame because I really like the Boost What's Your Name Day. It's probably not even called that. But it's a cute idea of being like, oh, yeah, like my name gets called. You're listening up before you go in, but... You've got to monitor it.
Absolutely.
That's what we should call this episode. Like, monitor your shit. Yeah.
That's good.
But, so I think...
Sounds like a bowel cancer awareness sort of thing.
Monitor your shit. Like, any medical... Monitor your shit.
Like your stool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess, do you want to...
I mean, I think we've covered those ones. I mean, I guess... Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm done talking about named products, so...
Yeah, okay, but, Let's do a little...
Coke did it well, the others are struggling, and think of something new.
Yeah, end scene.
Back to our fun game. So this one is called Ads Against Humanity. We played it last week as well. So basically we draw a white card from the Cards Against Humanity pack, and we, either incorporate the element or whatever it is on the card into an ad, or we try and sell the thing that's on the card.
See what brand aligns with it. Just kind of have just a bit of a free...
Brainstorm, I guess.
Yeah, brainstorm and discussion and see...
See what we come up with. If we get anything good that we can copyright and sell and become millionaires to buy our Etihad flights everywhere.
I cannot wait.
Cool. So here we go. Card has been drawn by Eliza. What do we have?
Card we've got is Being Fabulous, and I think we've covered it. How would you sell Being Fabulous?
Well,
what do you think of when you think of Being Fabulous? Do you think gay? I think gay.
Well, fabulous is quite a gay word.
Yeah.
I was thinking of AbFab.
Me too. I literally was thinking about that.
Which is a
bit fun. Saw something about AbFab today.
Yeah, they're on Netflix. I watched it the other day.
A classic.
I know.
Really classic show.
That was definitely on when I was a much younger
child. Oh, totally. And it was
everything over my head. Everything over my head. Totally. And the laughing track, I'd just be like, what?
Wow, I guess funny. I'll laugh now.
And now I see the humor.
Yeah. It's
but being fabulous, I guess, I mean, who wouldn't want to be fabulous? So that's like the easiest sell ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like we need to convince anyone. That,
okay.
Unless.
Well, what brand could have the catch, like, could have a catchphrase?
Like, be fabulous.
Be fabulous.
Oh.
What
are you thinking, like?
I'm trying to think. Is there, like, another brand that's, like, that has, like, a BU or, like, a B?
Well, I'm thinking, like, makeup brands and that sort of, like, you know, that, like, body positive, like, into yourself.
Oh, like a Dove ad.
Dove, like, be fabulous. Be yourself. But fabulous,
be fabulous
is just
in
such
your
a,
skin.
It's such a glitzy word, though. Yeah. I feel it's not, like, be wonderful. It's, like... Be extra, be over the top and a bit annoying.
It'd be like, maybe it'd be like a makeup brand. And then in my mind, I'm just imagining like an America's Next Top Model kind of like challenge they have where they're like, you have to, like Tyra Banks being like, today's, you know, challenges, you have to be fabulous wearing blah, blah, blah. And then, like, they do some kind of extravagant. I think extravagant.
I feel like I'm just repeating what I was thinking about last week, but I'm also thinking car ads and then some sort of a bit cringe, like, Hyundai small little, like, girl's car, like, be you, be fabulous. And you can, like,
really?
Customize.
Oh, my God, no.
You can, like, customize the interior to, like, this bright pink if you want. And this sounds so, like, bad, but it's, like, I feel it's, like, a catchphrase that some, like, car company would use to sell their small car to, like, girl's car. Sort
when
of
you
thing.
Said be fabulous, like, I feel like it sounds like I think there's a Libra ad at the moment that's like be confident, like or something
that
like
could
that.
Be, yeah.
So it could be some kind of like
we're really going down the sort of female.
Female. Are we being?
Interest,
we went gay and female. So maybe like can time. We? Can you masculine?
I feel it would be
can
hard.
You masculine eyes? Masculine? Is that a word?
I feel like
the term being fabulous.
Like get your Toyota Hilux. I'm just obsessed with cars. Get your Toyota Hilux. Be fabulous. Like, it's been off kilter. But, you know,
but there's something. What? That's a challenge. Can you make the words being fabulous masculine?
A masculine thing. Well, you know, I'm thinking like men's, like, it couldn't be anything to do with men's, like, skincare, men's, like, grooming or anything.
No, because they'll be like, be fabulous.
That's already such a, like, nearly feminized thing, you know, like, manscaping and everything. You'd want to make that as masculine as you can.
Yeah, like, they do all, like, have you seen, like, male hygiene or male, like, even the, like, depression ads.
They make it so bloated.
Man therapy. What's it called? Something like man therapy. And, like, they're like, you know, like, therapy is, you know, for girls, but you've got man, therapy or something like that.
Yeah. I just find they make it so, especially, I don't know if this is globally, but Australia, it's very like, we need to attract the men's audience.
It's like if we ever want to talk about delicate issues.
Let's incorporate sex
you've
or,
got to be like,
or
have like this
excessive
bloke kind of guy.
Or excessive humour, like trashy humour. But, oh yeah, the Libra, I am fearless.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying.
But
make it masculine.
That's hard.
It's a difficult one. I'm trying to think of masculine objects. I just feel fabulous is such a...
Well, you could like... No, that's really stupid. I was going to be like, when you say be fabulous really quickly, it sounds like beef abulous. And they're two things
that could be
men think about. Beef and abs.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Beef abulous.
Beef abulous.
But I guess you could like...
Cut.
Like beef... Beef fabulous. Beef or something.
Oh,
like,
we could sell... Yeah,
like
that's totally like a MLA, like the ones that do the... On Australia Day, we have our... Like,
yeah,
is
it something
like... Sam Kekovich.
Yeah, and it's
those
like...
Ads.
And yeah, and that's like...
Those ads are
beef fabulous. Beef. And like emphasize the B. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know
if I'm behind it. I kind of... But
that's a difficult one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like you certainly wouldn't go to like the men's grooming.
Yeah, no.
You've got to trick
man's ego.
Yeah, the use, I don't think, would work either. Okay, let's draw another card.
Okay, what have we got?
Okay. So we've got sweet, sweet vengeance.
Alrighty.
I feel like, again, you could sell this really easily because I think everyone wants sweet vengeance.
Yeah.
Like, I think when someone is, like, mean to me...
Yeah.
Don't
baby.
Don't you just have that thing, though, where you like, leave a situation and you're like, oh, if only I had this sassy comeback. And you're, like, in the shower and you're, like, rehearsing. Maybe this is because I'm an only child. And I just had to talk to myself when I was young. But, like, I'd be sitting there and I'd be like, oh, and then I'd have this conversation. And I'd
everyone does.
I would know exactly what I would say, and they'd just be absolutely
We're planning out conversations in advance.
So I feel like Sweet Vengeance is another
easy time. Did, like, a brand do that and they were like, oh, I feel like there was something and it was like, tweet us and we'll come up with, like a reply to something, or, like, a one-liner kind of...
Like a sassy reply.
Yeah, maybe not sassy or something, but, like... Maybe that was a dream.
Well, like, you could look at, like, sweet, sweet vengeance. I mean, you could...
Chocolate.
You could bring
candy.
That in, like, yeah, candy, sweets or something and twist around, like, I don't know what sort of way you'd do that, but, like, if it was...
I guess, like, seductive kind of, like...
Yeah. Or, like, you know, like, stealing someone's, like, Malteser and it's like, sweet, sweet vengeance. As you
So maybe it's, like, the ads,
like,
someone does something really mean to you and then they... drop like a packet of Maltesers out of their pocket or something and they're like sweet, sweet vengeance. You're just eating them.
So creepy.
On your couch. You're watching them out the window.
As you're alone
like,
with no friends.
Yeah.
On your couch at home, you're like, this'll teach
sweet.
You as I eat these Maltesers. They just walk in 7-Eleven, grab some more, you're like, okay. Didn't even care.
Yeah. He's rich, he doesn't.
I know.
I guess some kind of like someone's a bit of a douchebag to you, and then they drop their favourite candy bar or they do something and then you're like...
sweet, sweet vengeance. Or like, yeah, I don't know.
Or
well, like
you could like put a different inflection and be like, sweet, sweet vengeance. Like, I don't know.
It's
like it's like the sweet...
Good and sweet.
It's terrible and terrible, I believe, is what I just... Anyways, let's skip that.
Okay, should we...
We'll do.
I feel like
we'll do one more. We'll just see.
I don't know what I do for CC vengeance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, but I loved hearing about you talking to yourself in the shower.
Yeah,
so
that's
really
nice.
What we've gotten out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like
Yeah.
Yeah. We did this final one. I feel like we've had very...
We've had sort of innocent cards. Normally, I was really hoping for some scandalous ones that we could have a giggle about being inappropriate, but we've got being marginalized here.
Yeah.
Which I think is used in lots of... I mean, the first thing
bullying.
I think of is, like, bullying. Like, sort of public service announcement sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, showing the marginalized person.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there was an ad recently about a child being bullied. I feel like it's probably, like,
it's used
domestic
a lot.
Violence.
Yeah. Being
marginalized.
It's
not really marginalized.
I mean...
Like, racial marginalization?
I mean, it's used a lot when, like, someone's excluded because they don't have a product. Like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
When it's like, oh...
my God, that happened to me in primary school. Let me tell you my serious marginalization story.
Okay, yeah.
So, I had two best friends, Georgina and Melinda, and we were in,
clearly
like,
not Beanie Kids, because you just, like, were... You were winning in that field.
Yeah, my two best friends were Beanie Kids. no. And so, we came to school one day, and we all had tiny teddies. And, like, fuck off, I had tiny teddies, but I was like, I don't like chocolate tiny teddies. I prefer honey tiny teddies. And they both had packets of chocolate tiny teddies and were like, ooh, honey's disgusting. And then they didn't hang out with me all day because
so
I
did
didn't
you have
have
no friends for that
day? It's the same brand, guys. You should have known when you were fucking six that you shouldn't marginalize me based on my honey. And I still stand by my decision for
yeah, I like all tiny teddies.
Okay.
So I eat
everything. Okay, Gandhi, just relax. I accept you all.
Accept you all.
As you eat every packet of tiny
yeah.
teddies in the mixed pack. No.
Yeah.
So I guess we could make that into an ad.
Yeah.
It would be quite emotional.
Like, following on from
many.
The masculinized being fabulous, like, you know, if you don't have the right ute. I'm just obsessed with cars
today.
Can
you just, like,
cars,
turn it down?
Planes. I'm like,
I
have become, like, a five-year-old
like
boy.
Like, just sitting, like, on a motorcycle or something. Like, I don't know what's...
Yeah.
You really, like, you know... Reaching our male
biker
male
demographic tonight.
You're nailing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that cut through.
So, no, but you know, like any sort of thing where it's implied that if you don't have the product or if you don't.
Yeah, you're not cool. You're
not subscribing to
whatever,
this. You're not sort of. You're missing out. And
I feel like that's what I'm like with Netflix now because I don't have Netflix.
Oh, really?
And I really probably should get it.
Yeah.
I'm still just, like, illegally downloading. Lol, jokes, I'm kidding.
What was that?
What? Please, download this legally.
Hilarious.
But, yeah, no, I feel like that a bit with Netflix. Because everyone's like, oh, I'm just binge-watching this. And I'm like, oh,
no,
I'm
so
waiting for
this
thing to load, like, for, you know,
yeah.
20 minutes. But
it's a pretty simple sort of strategy there.
Yeah,
but,
I guess that's
like,
a really common
and
thing.
And
you
play on, like, actual feelings of marginalization. So obviously it wouldn't be so extreme, like marginalized seems like such an extreme word, but
yeah.
You'd look at sort of populations and say, okay, lots of people, or like the people who are buying our product might be seen as this, and you sort of make it seem like this club that you're not part of.
Yeah,
if you,
totally.
And it's the whole, it's it, like sort of drawing away from this, it's like putting a product in a nice perspective to make people think they're going
to
be happier.
To have that desire
happier
and
with that
yeah.
product. Essentially. It's like advertising. Advertising is marginalizing people.
Yeah, advertising is marginalizing.
Making them want to be part of things.
yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I think with that beautiful message of advertising is marginalizing.
I think, yeah, we'll wrap it up.
We might wrap it up, but we'll probably do another podcast or so
yeah.
in the next few days or
and
week or so.
And we'll get on to our weekly ones once we sort of get things all ironed out, all the kinks.
And hopefully iTunes will accept us.
I know.
Soon. Please iTunes.
But for the moment, you can listen to us on our website, which is a little WordPress thing.
Yeah. It's undetectedplagiarismpodcast.wordpress.com. Sorry about the long title.
Yep.
It's a pretty inconvenient name to type.
I know,
like
so many
I struggle to say it, let alone type it. But anyways,
as you can tell, we're really good with
yeah.
branding.
Yeah.
We're really good with
we
branding.
We nailed it. But you can just Google Undertaking Plagiarism Podcast.
And also on our Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and also
you can link across there. So we'll put up the details of the things we talked about in this podcast as well for you to check out. Let us know what you think of them, and we'll catch you soon.
All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Eliza Wellington.
And I'm Tiernan Lacey.
See you later, guys.
Bye.